Hey guys, Tim from Capes and Scowls here, with my cat going in and out a cat door. I don't know if that'll pick up, which is very appropriate because today on our trade review, we're talking about Fuku Fuku Kitten Tales, Volume 1. Kitten Tales is essentially a manga. This is Volume 1 of it. I don't know how many other volumes there are, because I didn't look. But this is published by Vertical Comics, and It's a very cool book, but I've got to really stress, if you're not feeling cats, this is pretty much all it is. There's just cat humor and cute little kitten stuff, and it's really a feel-good book, but not if you don't like cats. That just has to be said right off the bat, right? I, of course, am Tim. You can find me online on all them social medias. On Twitter, I'm at @mad_dog_Tim. That's probably one of the better ways to get a hold of me. You can also email any questions, comments, concerns to the podcast at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into this. This is another scenario where you got a one person working on the entire book, which is Konami Kanata. And Konami is your writer, your artist, your letterer, your cover, your inker. Well, not your colorist, your artist. It's black and white. And, we'll dive into it. So your basic plot of this book is an old woman looks back on the early days of her cat, Fuku Fuku. As a kitten, was Fuku Fuku adorable or a terror? This basically came on my radar because it was part of Free Comic Book Day this year. And I know this year, 2020, is the year this came out, that Free Comic Book Day book I'm referencing. And that was kind of a weird year because of the pandemic, if you're listening to this in a bubble. So the Free Comic Book Day books didn't come out on one big day. They were scattered throughout one or two months, probably two or three months, actually. And you would just get a handful of books in with your regular books, and you could pick them up and not create a crowd was the idea. This one spoke to me because Fuku Fuku in that one is an older cat. He's a white cat, and they get a young black cat kitten that moves in with them. I can't remember if it was temporary or what, but he is not enjoying this other cat. And that spoke to me because I have a white cat, a blonde cat or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter. But I got a black cat. It was like the same scenario where my older cat was not digging my little black kitten. And she loves to torment her. So it was a lot of fun. I was like, oh, this is just the story of my life with a Japanese twist on it, I guess, you know, culturally. So let's hit up my bullet points. Konami Kanata is a New York Times best-selling author of Cheese Sweet Home, which is another cat story. Adventures are episodic and easy to put down and return to later if you don't feel like going through this whole thing. It's not super long. It's a basic manga size. It goes pretty quick. But yeah, you can absolutely stop at any point. Roughly covers the first two years or so of Fuku Fuku's life. You see him, or her, I don't even know if that was discussed. I think it was him. Just slowly getting larger and just the woman becoming more familiar with what the cat does. Very heartwarming, with many comical moments. It's just simply a feel-good read. And I feel a lot of people might want that right now. So that's why you're getting a lot of nice trade recommendations as of late. Any cultural differences are explained well enough. You're not going to be so confused. There's no culture shock here. It's like, hey, this is what this is, and they explain it. The lettering is very creative at showing emotions. Really good stuff with the lettering, I gotta say. Again, I discovered this because of Free Comic Book Day. I feel it's great for young readers and adults alike, but you know, especially if you want to get sneak a comic into a kid's hand, not thinking they're reading a comic, this is a good way to go. Again, I've been reading and reviewing way more young adult stuff, kids stuff, because I just feel like we could use a break from heavy material at the moment. It's like, I could do Crossed or something crazy right now, but let's just have some fun, right? And if you want a feel-good escape, this book is it. So, that being said, let's go to the scores. For the writing, Konami Kanata gets a 9. Why a 9? Because you're writing for a cat, an animal, and it's largely the cat's perspective and the old woman. There's not many other characters. And, you know, you're covering 2 years of this cat's life and this woman's life. And how interesting can that be? It seems like the woman's more of a shut-in. It's just some adventures around an apartment area or a home, a small home. And I thought it was super creative considering. Again, no score for the coloring. The art in general is getting an 8. Very consistent style. Everything seems super, super on the level. Everything was good. Everything was consistent and had some really good. When it had to be comical, it was the art style really lent to that. Lettering's getting an 8. Like I said, the lettering, when the cat gets yelled at, as an example, like the lettering really sets off how angry this woman is, as opposed to just a little peeved. The lettering conveys a lot here. Inking, getting a 5. Yeah, the inking was super basic, and I can't really fault them for that. I mean, it's the one person doing everything. But this is definitely that classic manga, and it relies a lot more on gradients and grayscales and zip-a-tone and those kind of things. So the inking was super basic, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not going to get this killer score from me on that one. And your cover's a 6. It's basically just a picture of a kitten, and that is basically what you need to know, but it doesn't give you anything else. So I just thought that could have been slightly better, but it's, you know, a minor nitpick of mine. So the scores are all over the place, some highs and some mids. What does that mean? That means this book is going to get a 7 out of 10 overall. It is a feel-good book. I enjoyed it. I probably read it over the course of a few days because I was able to pick it up, put it down, and just kind of focus on other things. And if I needed some relief, there was a cat tormenting an old woman on the other side of this book. So, if that's something you feel like you need, get this one for sure. And, of course, I've been Tim. Again, you can find me on Twitter at @mad_dog_Tim. You can absolutely email us, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. You can rate, review on the Apple Podcast. That would actually help us out a bunch. And, just check in. Just check in. Let us know what you want, what you don't want, what you like. You know, how mad you are at Schuster for his opinions. It's always fun to troll Schuster. Please help us do that. And I think that's it. So you guys have a great rest of your day, night, whatever you're doing. And we'll catch you next time.